Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos daf Yud Dalet. One of the 18 gzeiros established in the daf is related to the parchment of a sefer Torah. Chazal made a decree on the Torah scroll that it is tameh because ignorant kohanim used to place truma together with the sefer Torah, thinking they're both holy. Therefore, we'll put them together in the same spot. The result of this was great damage that was done to the parchment from mice that came to eat the truma food and. As a side, they went to munch on the parchment itself. So the Gzeira prevented this by saying that the scroll itself, the parchment itself, is tummy. So this comes to a head with the next Gemara, with the next Gzeira on the hands, which the Gemara says are askanios, which are always busy, and people don't pay attention where their hands go. Therefore, those hands that we have are tame as well. So Brisa teaches that hands which come in contact with the Sefer Torah will be matame truma, based on the teaching of Reparnach b'shem Reb Yochanan, the one who holds a Torah scroll without a covering, will be buried without this mitzvah. The mitzvah is talking about the mitzvah of Glila, the mitzvah of Kriyas Torah. The commentaries add that even if one was touching a L'shem mitzvah, it was done inappropriate, so no mitzvah for this person is granted. A very brief comment of Tosas at the bottom of Amud Aleph adds tefillin and mezuzahs to the list of kisvei kodesh that are metamei adayim. The Rabbah quotes his Tosas, but says that we are not noeg till mezuzahs. Rather, it's good to be machmir if one hasn't washed their hands before touching them. Therefore, out of the Kedusha of Sefer Torah, one should be careful not to touch the parchment and only hold the wooden or metal atzei chaim, the poles that roll the scroll. To keep, there's a tshuva in Shelos HaTshuva's Torah Lishma, Simen Chavav, that also adds that wearing gloves wouldn't solve this issue either, would not be covered a Torah in addition. To keep the scroll lined up with the parchment behind, one should be cautious not to pull up the parchment with bare hands. This happens a lot. We get to the end of the Sefer Torah, the beginning of the Sefer Torah, where the one side is very thick and the parchments are not lined up with the pieces behind them, and they can run into the poles, and it can tear the parchment. So to pull it up, one should not do this with the bare hands. Only a sofer is permitted to directly handle the cloth. Regular svarim printed with ink do not have this rule, but it's a good practice to have washed hands, even handling regular svarim. And the sefer Shari Ephraim, written by Rav Ephraim Zalman Golias, is also the Machaber of Yad Ephraim and Shulchan Aruch, Mateh Ephraim and the Halachos of Yamim Noraim, and many others of Halacha. He writes that when one receives an aliyah, one should take hold of the sefer Torah on the two parts of the cloth itself by using the tie of the sefer Torah or a talis while making the bracha. In other words, one may or even should grasp the sefer Torah itself, but not arum. That's a language of the Gemara uses. So others, based on the remez of the words Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba, specifically hold on to the wooden pole handles for the bracha. Agav, there's a totally different way to interpret this Gemara, which is not the popular root of the Rishonim, that Arum, this idea of the Sefer Torah being naked, is actually not referencing the Sefer Torah, but rather the person, that a person may not be naked before a Sefer Torah. So we've had already in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, the Isser to say Kriya Shema in front of someone who's naked. We have in other places in Shas, Psachim, Kuf Yud Beis, and Mabeis, is an Isser to stand before a Ner, while Aram, this Perush, which may have a read in the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perik Yod Alach Avav, that the Rambam's language of the Rambam is Lo Yochas as a Sefer Torah, Keshehu Aram, which could be translated as when he, meaning the person who's holding the Sefer Torah or who's standing near the Sefer Torah, is not close. Rabinovich, who was one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Malei Adumim, in his Yad Pshuta on the Rambam, Sefer Yad Pshuta, Karam, brings both possible interpretations. This alternate way of understanding, championed by Rav Kapach, was possibly the source for the Yemenite custom to not be strict about using a cloth for handling the parchment. Each community with its minhagim, all certainly stemming from the great kavod we must give to the Sefer Torah.